What's going on, 3Wide Nation? What's happening, y'all? Eddie Greer the Third, aka EG3, for another edition of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. You know, I've been looking at the title of this podcast and calling it the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Technically, the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, but hey, same thing. This is the podcast, the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. All things NASCAR related, and sometimes, you know, some things, you know, outside of NASCAR, but mostly this podcast is all things NASCAR, Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. Three biggest divisions in all of motorsports coming at you here on this Tuesday night. Finally getting around to the rest of these previews, and I'm actually going to try to do one a day here. And yes, these are going to come out sparingly, so just pay attention and be on the lookout. But I can tell you that the latest edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, a few episodes of Season 8 have already dropped. That's including the LA Clash reaction. Again, that's going to be something, I'm going to do something slightly different. React to every cup race, along with still recapping what happened with the trucks and Xfinity, not to a certain extent, but I get raw reaction thoughts right off the stove of the race for that particular weekend. And of course, interviews, I'm still going to be doing those as well, so I'm definitely looking forward to doing that. And of course, got one coming up already. If it has not already came out, it will be out shortly. And I have not have this set in stone. I have one more that was requested. So I gotta set that date and record that. I'm really excited for that one. So and possibly another one in the works as well. So there's a lot going on for this podcast. So I definitely wanted to get that out there to you guys here on the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 from Manhattan, Kansas. This podcast, of course, I live out here in the middle of the United States. So definitely wanted to let you guys know that ahead of time as well. I'm insane. Wanted to get these team previews done and recorded before the season started, because I'm sitting recording this on Tuesday night, February 7th, 2023. Next week, everything's all official, folks. The week, Daytona week, which culminates with the 65th Great American Race, the Daytona 500. All right, that's enough of that. House cleaning is done. And oh, yeah, by the way, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, we're on Audio Boom, we're on Apple, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on that, a couple more podcasting platforms as well. Okay, so on this one, we got Hendrick Motorsports and Stuart Haas on tap for you here, folks. And here, I'm going right to the source here of Hendrick Motorsports, right? The highest finisher, that is Chase Elliott, which we saw last time in the Clash, obviously. Chase Elliott had himself a rough evening over there. Chase Elliott, your defending regular season champ from last year. 5 wins from a year ago in 2022. 12 top fives, 20 top tens. That includes being second in the stage win column with 6. 2 yours, Martin Truex Jr., who led the way in that department there last year with 7. Elliott with 6. A regular season champion who did not... I'm mistaken. No, he didn't make it to Championship 4. Almost made a mistake again right there. But he did make it to Championship 4, I think, for a third year in a row, if I'm not mistaken there. But this guy, obviously, this is not your raw. By now, Chase Elliott, get what you get from him. Obviously, the NASCAR's most popular driver for, what, the past, what, several seasons. And probably will continue to be that way as long as Chase is still running good. And still, obviously, he's going to be in the sport for a long time. He's still, like, in his 20s. So, definitely, there's going to be no stoppage unless something out of the woodworks happens. But Chase Elliott, a very strong regular season. Did not have the best postseason, but somehow made it all the way. And if I go back here, if I have this pulled up, I'm at the postseason from last year here. Let's see if I do or not. I'm not entirely sure. are not here. Yeah, his last win, I don't remember him winning a race in the playoffs, I don't think. To my knowledge, anyways, at least. No, I don't think he did, if my memory is very correct on that. So, yeah, he was very quiet in the postseason last year for him there. If he's going to be, yeah, you're going to get your usual win out of him, obviously, there. Still one of the top road coursers in the business there. He's going to have to battle it out, obviously, with Kyle Larson, his teammate there, which had an uncharacteristic season. Let's get to him here as I'm speaking about Kyle Larson. Before that, though, William Byron started off last year, 2022, in a house of fire, winning two races in the first, eight races of the regular season. And he just went in a timeout corner and was quiet for the rest of the way there. Two wins, five top fives, 11 top tens, four stage wins. I think he has to be better than I think the previous year was better for him than last year. Look, he always starts off with house of fire. Now, saying that, one of those missed opportunities did come at Darlington at the hands of guess who? Take a wild guess at who cost him a win. Yeah, that would be the 22 car of Joey Logano, right? So. So you have to deal with that 22 factor on a racetrack. Every time you get close, if you're around him, you're gonna get punted out of the way, or maybe worse than that. But definitely punted out of the way. I can't speak from experience, but I can speak from a fan experience on that. But I'm trying not to go down that road. But look, I think William Byron has to be a lot better. I know Hendrick re-signed all their drivers to multi-year contract extensions over the past, 2-3 years there as well. So I think Byron has to be better. Yeah, Byron was quiet. Elliott, he didn't do much in the second half. And then you go to Kyle Larson, who finished 7th in the standings and got eliminated in round 2 with the uncharacteristic. This was full of mistakes for Kyle Larson in 2022. 3 wins, 13 top 5s, 19 top 10s, 6 stage wins. The most recent win came in the fall when he was not a playoff contender at Homestead, where he just dominated that, but not without a fight with the 19 car on the racetrack. But yeah, there's just a lot of self-inflicted wounds, and obviously we know Larson also got into a little mix-up there with Wallace in Las Vegas there. But look, yeah, very uncharacteristic. Yeah, you look down the sheet here for the exception of, I think Bowman was the only driver that has. Alex Bowman, yeah, he has to be better as well. So I think Henry Motorsports, in my opinion, took a couple steps back last year, in my opinion. Yeah, it's my show. Yeah, I can say what I want to say. So in my opinion, yeah, they took couple steps back last year, even though, yes, Byron, they 3 to 4 driver of his drivers won multiple races in 2022, including Larson there. And now we do find Alex Bowman. Now, Alex Bowman, unfortunately, he did come back. I don't agree with him. I didn't agree with him coming back. It was a lost cause. I know it's his home. Phoenix is his home and home track. He's from the area, whatnot. I didn't agree with it, especially just hearing a snippet of. I'm excited for the Denny Hamlin podcast. I really am. I have not listened to his first full episode yet. That is upcoming. Sitting here recording this podcast, I'm excited for that, to dive in and listen to that. I wasn't a big fan of that move. You're out of contention. Look, you were going to win the championship anyways, regardless of that. And look, safety is, especially from last year, taking it very, very seriously. And listening to that snippet from Denny Hamlin, that minute of what he was talking about, playing, being involved with bumper cars over the weekend at the LA Clash, which there were a lot of bumper cars, because that was the only way you had to pass, especially if you try to make it to the main event in anything. A lot of drivers play bumper cars. I know that's very alarming there as well. So again, the safety issues, going back to that, very, very concerning heading into the season. We have completed laps, which is not official. We haven't even gotten to Daytona. We're talking about safety, which again, that's going to be huge, huge faucet throughout the season, not just there, but everywhere now. It's given to what happened to Bowman, happened to Kurt Busch, and that's why Kurt Busch had to demote himself to part-time in Indy by tweeted out or said something to one of the NASCAR media folk that he's still not a fool. He's still not a go to have any tri-rack activities. Very, very fortunate there. I'm missing a couple. Harvick was a casualty as well of the whole thing as well. So a couple other drivers as well. But yeah, that's very alarming. That you have not really fixed that, and that's coming from one of your more prolific drivers in the sport. You know Denny Hamlin's going to talk and tell how it is. So that you're going to get a raw limited reaction. Speaking of raw reaction, you're going to get raw reaction from Denny. He's not going to beat around the bush. So that's alarming stuff there by Bowman. His 16th place finish. Yeah, he shouldn't really can't come back out. He should have just rested and got ready for this upcoming season instead of going out there. I know he was trying to go up for pride, and I get it, but at the same time, your health is a lot more concerned. I definitely disagree with that whole getting back after getting dinged up, especially the way that he looked after running into the wall. I think it was at Texas that Bowman got dinged up as well. Eddie Greer, the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Here, we're going to take a timeout and be back in just a bit. What's up, NASCAR Nation? What's going on? Eddie Greer again, back for a 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. All things NASCAR here. Quick wrap up here on Hendrick Motorsports. 11 wins from 2022. And we'll see what happens in 2023 with this organization. You know what you're going to get with this organization. So we'll see if they make any improvements. We'll see if William Byron can finally attempt to make that next step in the Cup Series, obviously. So he had an opportunity to win more than 2 races last year. So we'll see what happens. Alex Bowman, he has to be a little bit more assertive instead of lucky into all of his wins, except for one where he dominated Auto Club a couple years ago. He has to be a little bit more assertive. But, yeah, we'll see what happens there. 11 wins. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. On the other thing, real quick here, Stuart Haas Racing, the other team I wanted to talk about here on this latest edition of the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, beginning with, I think, to me, honestly, the surprise for me of the entire season, or the second surprise, driver surprise, Chase Briscoe, right? Chase Briscoe went all the way, right? See, I'm going to do this. Went all the way to the Elite Eight, the round of eight, folks, where he literally had an opportunity. He had an opportunity to get in the championship four. Incredible stuff there. Chase Briscoe. I didn't give him much of a chance there, but he finished in the top 10 in the regular season standings last year. A win, 6 top 5s, 10 top 10s, only 4 stage wins, though, for the 14. You wonder how they're going to come out this season with what they did. Of course, dominated the first race at Phoenix, of course, so that was the dominating win there. I did not see that coming there. And I think this organization had three wins last year. Yep, because Amarillo didn't do anything. Harvick had that mini stretch there where if he didn't have it, I think he was going to miss the playoffs. without question. Without question, I think he misses the playoffs there with that. But SHR, of course, Amarillo coming off of that LA Clash Heat 1 win over the weekend there for him. But yeah, this was, I think, one of the shocking slash broader points for this organization. And I thought somebody really made a good point. I believe it came from the NBC folk that, you know, Harvick has someone now, at least, that's winning or leading races or in contention, like a Chase Briscoe, that, hey, bounce notes off of and things like that. Hey, you know, let's do something a little bit more different. Let's compare notes and push Harvick in. We know Harvick, this is it for Kevin Harvick. And oh, by the way, he just announced, or I saw a couple of posts anyways, that this is no shocker here, he's going to the Fox analyst booth after his final
full season in the Cup Series. So for those of you who don't know, spoiler alert, Harvick is hanging the helmet on his terrific NASCAR career after the season's over. Speaking of Kevin Harvick, 15th in the standings, got eliminated in round one of the playoffs last year. The two wins coming, of course, at Michigan, where he has owned that place. And then, of course, Richmond, where he got the insurance win there as well. 9 top 5, 17 top 10s. And look at this number. I had to double check that a couple of times there. No stage wins. That did not get talked about enough there last year there as well. So Harvick, no stage wins whatsoever for this four car for Gene Haas / Tony Stewart there as well. So yeah, that was a little shocking when reading his basic stats there. No stage wins at all for the four. And no holds bar attitude this year. And you saw that at the Clash where I don't think he gives two, you know, what's about what's going on. He already knows what he's going to do. And I like what he did. I like what Kevin Harvick did. Start off the year, make a couple announcements. And then, you know, hey, just go on about your business, you know. Don't make it all dramatic. Now, obviously, the whole Kyle Busch thing. We'll get into it when we reach Richard Childress Racing preview. I'm pretty sure I talked about it plenty of times already, so it won't be much of a preview already if you've been listening to the first few episodes of Season 8 of the 3Wide Podcast. That, look, he made his big announcement early before the season started, kind of got it out of the way, and now he can focus on racing. So he's all in. He's definitely all in that situation there as well. So definitely when it comes to racing this year in 2023, Harvick, he's got nothing to lose, if you know what I mean there as well. He's already checked off a lot of the boxes that he has achieved in his storied NASCAR career, and he has the opportunity to add a couple more before he hangs the helmet here in 2023. This is the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. I do know the exact number this podcast will be, but it will be uploaded within the next week and a half prior to Daytona. All right, we're halfway through Stewart Haas Racing here, and I mentioned Eric Almirola, who won the first heat of the Clash over the weekend, and this was kind of strange as well. I agree with Jeff Gluck on this as well. He mentioned it on his podcast as well. I don't know why Eric Almirola decided to come back and change his mind. Speaking of being assertive in your decision making, I don't know why, you know, Eric Almirola decided to come back, right? Eric Almirola, right? No wins, 2 top 5s, 7 top 10s, right? And he last year I think it was at this time last year where he wanted to hang it up. He wanted to hang it up. I think he made it his decision like halfway toward the second half of the season, said, "Oh, change up. I decided I'm gonna come back for another season." Pretty much, Truex, because Truex didn't really make his decision, because Truex didn't really put it out there until he was for sure knew what he was doing, right? So now you're talking about Eric Almirola. Will this be his last season or not? So this is one of the other drivers that you have to, sorry if I'm talking a little bit low on this podcast, but now we can go for it for the rest of the time here. I'm with you here in a 3Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, with you guys on another team organization's a preview here. Just went over Hendrick Motorsports and now about to wave the checkered flag with Stewart Haas Racing. I don't know why Eric Almirola decided to come back. I really don't here.
He better do something. I tell you that. I think Eric Amarola is going to be a free agent anyway. I mean, after the season over, there's going to be a big free agent pool coming up at the end of the year already. And the Amarolas, obviously, I just mentioned two of the Truex out there. Harvick's going to be hanging up. So that four car is going to be up for grabs at the end of the year. And we'll see what Rodney Childers does as well over there. With Harvick retiring. So, shouldn't say walking out. That's the wrong word. Retiring. What Rodney Childers is going to do, I don't know. And then you have Ryan Preece. Ryan Preece has been all over the Cup stage, whether that's with a sorry car or the last time he was up here, he was with Rick Rare Racing for a few races, like five or six races last year. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Ryan Preece, the last time he was up here for full-time Cup duty, he was over there with Ricky Stenhouse and JTG Doherty, right? So now, and I mentioned Ryan Preece in the preview edition leading up to Clash. I called his name out saying that he's got an opportunity to do something. Well, he did. I was right on the money with that, him being coming from a short track and having all that success from New Hampshire, right? So he almost won the race. In any hand, unfortunately, something out of your control, mechanical issue with that 41. Ryan Preece is going to be something for him because, yeah, I agree with everyone. This is it for Ryan Preece, I think. This is Stuart Haas Racing, your best chance by far. And, again, sorry, no shade to, like, Rick Rare or anything like that, Spire Motorsports and all, McLeod Racing or whatever you just want to call that, the other organizations out there. But Stuart Haas Racing by far is right up there. You're paired up. One of your teammates is a Cup champion. The other one is starting to kind of settle in. Chase Briscoe, the other one, and Eric Amarola. He can win a race here or there if he's on point as well. Eric Amarola's been pretty solid on short tracks, to of note as well. So you got those guys to rely on. Obviously, Cole Custer was demoted to the Xfinity Series, I believe, in the 07. Ooh, excuse me, if I'm not mistaken there as well. So, but yet they made a twitch over bold decision to go with Ryan Preece, who's been in the organization for a year. It was about this time last year that they made Ryan Preece a developmental driver for them. So, so it's going to be interesting to see, find out what Preece has, obviously. So this organization here, only three wins total from 2022. So they're kind of right now searching a little bit. I got to be honest with you, searching a little bit. They're going to be searching even more when Harvick walks out the door. We don't know where AA is going to stand. Eric Amarola, I'm talking about, after he decided, well, I'm going to come back after, I want to come back. So there's that. Can Chase Briscoe build on his 22 run and breaking through in the Cup Series? Can he build on that? And then you have little old Ryan Preece, right? What are you going to do? Can you compete with your teammates? Can you be up there with the likes of the Joe Gibbs, the Trackhouse Racings, the Penske's every weekend, right? Can you be up there battling for top 15, top 20? I probably even, yeah, because that car last year with Cole Custer in it, I think kind of improved. I can't remember. I know Cole Custer was running good. I know Martinsville, the first one, where nobody can't pass, he was up there. So I think with Ryan Preece's track, short track background, he's going to be right there. If the Clash is not a perfect example of that, I don't know what is, but I think he's going to be right up there come short track racing time, like the Durbin Bristol Dirts, the Martinsville's I just mentioned, the Richmond's, things like that. So, yeah, Preece, this is, I think, in my opinion, it's a trial run for Ryan Preece. Can he get it done? If not, they're going to boot him out. If Cole, it's something to keep an eye on as well. And we're going to get to, I'm going to touch on this on a separate episode, Xfinity, because it's going to be who's who in the Xfinity. So I'm excited to jump on in there and see who's going to be in these rides come the Xfinity Series in 2023. That's going to be another episode. I talked about, already went over the Craftsman Truck Series schedule. That's an episode. It's already up on the 3Y Pod feed, wherever you get your podcast. So definitely check that out. We will be going through the drivers' all in one episode. So that's going to be one episode. Xfinity is going to be, I plan on that to be one episode on one there as well. So the new people who are new fans of the sport, who find this podcast, hopefully you do, if you're been a listener of this podcast for a while, make sure you pass the word to your other racing folk about the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, or you can say the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Either way, it's going to show up. I've been saying the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast for a handful of years now. I look at the title as a 3Wide Podcast, but same damn thing. But yeah, so that's going to be an episode. So when I'm thinking about it, so that's the plan on that. But definitely finally starting to get some traction on these episodes here as well as we close in on checkered flag. So that's why I want to say I'm not going to give the grades. But yeah, Stewart Haas, only 3 wins. They have some work to do. They have some work to do over there, and they better get all they can while Harvick's over there, because definitely Kevin Harvick has made it what it is over there. When Harvick's leading that shit, when he's on, Stewart Haas is tough to beat week in, week out. If not, they have a lot of searching to do there as well. So, but I know there was an article on that that I read last week that I kind of want to do a podcast on, but we'll see how my schedule works on that. But I know I wanted to get to the truck drivers, the Craftsman truck drivers this year in Xfinity. So I'm pretty sure people want to know what's going on with those two series. This is why the 3Wide Podcast exists, right, baby? 3Wide, all things NASCAR related here on this edition. So if anything pops up big news wise, I will share it. I'll talk about it on this podcast as well. But that's gonna do it. We just recap Rick Hendrick Motorsports. Once again, you know they're gonna be right there in the mix for a championship 4 spot, or 2 or multiple, depending on how we know what Chase Elliott's gonna do. It's the other 3 guys. And I'll throw in Kyle Larson. I better throw him in there. Ooh. Kyle Larson, what you gonna do? So those two, you know what they're gonna do. Byron and Bowman, to me, are question marks. Going in, how many wins you're gonna get from the 24 and the 48 camp? That's the question there. And over on the Stewart Haas side, SHR, can this team be? What's the right word I want to say here? I know there's something here. Can they be more of a supportive cast with Harvick while he's there, right? Almirola, can you be better? Can you be better? Can Briscoe build on what was a round of 8 run to the playoffs last year, including that dominant performance at Phoenix? And then you have Ryan Preece is still kind of the question mark there. He's been in the Cup Series before full time, and then he's been in and out last year. Rick Ware Racing of note there as well. So and Ryan Preece has won the Truck Series the last couple years. So now we know he can win races. Can he be competitive running the top 15, 20? He was right up there in the mix, running up front, leading laps to Clash in LA over the weekend. Can you do that? Can that translate in the regular season? I have to find that out for sure. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, folks, the checkered flag has waved once again. You're new to this podcast, welcome on board first off. And again, I apologize, I don't know which number this episode will be. So definitely look to your left on the title once that comes out, and that will be it there, because I've already edited and scheduled a few episodes out already. So be out looking out for that. I know the LA Clash Reaction, episode 330 of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 is now out wherever you find your podcast. That's going to do it for this edition. Team previews continue. Hendrick Motorsports, Stewart Haas Racing, back to the track in 2023. All culminate starts with the Daytona 500, the 65th annual running of the Great American Race next Sunday. Folks, Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, again, thank you once again for the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. We will talk to you next time, folks.